Chris White said, you might be jubilant there. I'm sure inside you are after that, aren't you, Eddie?
Yeah, inside I am, in my own unique way. Very pleased with the players. Thought they were very good tonight, especially first half. I thought it was a really good display. We gave them a lot of problems. The speed of our passing, the speed of our attacking play, our intent was very good. Crowd played their part, thought they really got behind us, and it was a difficult atmosphere for them, and we scored goals at key times, which we haven't always done this season.
You set your stall out with a shot on target that was close after 60 seconds tonight. That showed what you were about.
Yeah, we forced a few corners, we put them under pressure. That's what we always intend to do at home. We didn't do it against Stoke. We didn't really do it against Arsenal, although you take into account the quality of teams we're playing against, but we did it today, and we need to win at home, so this is a big result.
How much part of the performance was winning your battles tonight out there as well?
Physically, they're a very good team. You know, Charlie Austin, the two centre-halves, Pelle when he comes on, you know, physically they're very good. I think we suffered at their place for their physicality, but today we stood up very well. Our two centre-halves were excellent. Our goalkeeper, the full-backs, you know, we really did protect our goal well, but you have to deal with the physicality, and we did it better today.
What message did you send them out with in terms of the occasion tonight, just to treat it as another 90 minutes or to put on that performance that you'd called for here?
Well, I did mention the fact that we hadn't beaten Southampton for, I think it's 58 years. I didn't tell them that 50 of those we actually never played them, but I think it's a nice one again for us to just tick off the fact that we've got that monkey off our back and we've given our supporters something to cheer about. You know, it's a huge fixture for them. We recognised that and we really wanted to perform.
And when you look at the talent, I know they didn't all complete the game, Austin and Long and Mane and Pelle and the likes of that. You've restricted them, I think, to only one shot on target, if that, tonight. That must be really pleasing.
Well, it is, because our defensive side of our game is always going to be questioned with our style of play, and questions will be asked. We believe in the defenders we have here, and our mindset. We believe, you know, we work hard on our defensive work. It's nice to see it rewarded today with a really impressive clean sheet on the back of the Watford game as well. And I thought there were some very, very good performances, and hopefully the team is growing and moving in the right direction.
Talking about the goals, both came from Matt Ritchie deliveries. How well did Steve Cook do to keep that one down, first of all?
Well, it's another Cookie classic, really. When you look at his goals together, you know, he could be a centre forward. You look at the Fulham one tonight, so I think there's others in there that I've probably forgotten. He's got a habit of just digging one out when we need it. He's done that today. He's kept it down, as you say, very well. And Bennett's been brave for his header. That's not an easy chance, but he's put his head in there, and great to see him score.
We spoke before the game about the confidence that someone like Bennett would need after just two or three games of that, a goal new to this level. That will do him the world a good, surely.
All strikers need to score. Bennett's done what he's paid to do. I thought his all-round game was very good today, and I thought Josh King was very good first half as well. I thought as a pair they worked tirelessly and gave them real problems.
You called the game at St Mary's earlier in the season a bit of a low day performance-wise. This is the opposite today, isn't it? This has gone about as well as you wanted it to.
Well, I think I know sometimes in failure and in really down moments, and that was, for me, probably the worst moment of the season, because I thought first half we just didn't turn up. You can recover and grow from those times, and that can be a source of motivation, so you don't go back there. And I think from that day, I think was the start of a new mentality, a new confidence within the group. We're not there yet. We've got a lot of work to do. This is only one result, but I think it's nice to compare the both games.
And in 4 days, you've doubled your margin between you and the bottom three, from 4 points to 8 points.
That's nice to know. It means nothing really, but it's nice. It's better than it was. We still have now two really important games to come.
Just finally, the limping off of Harry Arter and Joshua King, are they things to be concerned about?
Well, very much so. When players limp off, you know, we've lost Junior. Kingy felt a calf, stroke ankle, and Harry Arter's was an Achilles. So we're worried. Max Gradle, obviously very tired, but what I thought was outstanding again when you consider his lack of game time. So there's some good news mixed in with some not so good.